Hey everyone, this is Megan. Preparing for my VBA 2C was pretty lonely at times. This is why I, along with Julie, created a Facebook community for all the parents preparing for their VBACs. You can find the link to the community in the episode notes today, or head over to facebook.com and search the VBAC Link Community. This is our safe space to share our stories, tips, and advice on how to achieve a VBAC and ask each other questions. Just remember, studies show 60 to 80% of people who attempt a VBAC will be successful. We're here for each other on this journey. To join, go over to facebook.com and search the VBAC Link Community and start feeling the love and support today. Hello, everyone. It is Megan today. We are going to be talking about op reports. What is an op report? Why do we want to get an op report? How do we get an op report? And how long are op reports available before they go away? We do have a review of the week, so we're going to get into that. And then I'm going to go over op reports. This review is from Brittany Henley 9478. She says, such an amazing resource. Her review says, I am pregnant with my second baby and will try for a VBAC in 4 months. Since finding this podcast, I have learned so much and gained a lot of confidence in my decisions. I am so grateful for the podcast, their Instagram, and their website. I can't wait to come back and share my successful VBAC story with them later this year. Brittany, if you are still listening with us and you're still with us, let us know how your birth went. I hope that it was amazing. And thank you so much for your review. You guys, I say it every single week, multiple times a week now. We love your reviews. Like, I seriously love them so much. It makes me smile. It makes my heart so warm. So if you have not yet left a review, would you mind doing that for me? I would love it and appreciate it so much. You can go to wherever you listen to your podcast and leave us either a rating or a review. I know Apple Podcasts and Spotify, actually, I believe, allows you to do a written review. Or you can Google the VBAC link. Remember, VBAC is V-B-A-C. And then you can leave us a review there. That also helps people find the podcast, find the website, the blog, and even our Instagram account. And as a reminder, you guys, if you are just listening to the podcast, well, hello, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. But also, don't want you to miss out on all the other amazing resources that we have. We have our Instagram account, Facebook account. We have a private Facebook group. You can look that up at the VBAC Link Community on Facebook. You do have to answer some questions, so answer those questions and then we can let you in. It is such a beautiful space with people that are really just in the same place as you, wanting to know their options, wanting to know the evidence, wanting to feel that community love during this journey. And then we have a YouTube account and we do have our blog and our website and we also have a course. So you can find all of that at thevbacklink.com. Also, you can enter in your email there. We can put you into our subscription where we send weekly emails on updated blogs, updated studies, tips, resources, all the amazing things that we feel that is really important for you to know during your VBAC journey. So again, you can find that at thevbacklink.com. And of course, you can check it all out for free. And again, enter your email in and we will make sure to get you those weekly emails. Hi, my name is Megan. Welcome to the VBAC Link podcast. I am a VBAC after 2 C-section mama, a wife, doula, and VBAC educator. This podcast was created to hold space for those wanting to know their options for birth after cesarean. It is a space where you will likely find yourself getting better educated, relate to stories like your own, and finding the inspiration to help you have a better birth experience. Although we will be sharing stories related to cesarean and VBAC, this podcast is for anyone and everyone who wants to receive evidence-based information and learn how to avoid unnecessary or undesired cesareans. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is not meant to replace advice from any other medical professional. Okay, gonna go really quick today, but I really feel this is such an important thing to know. It's not something that I, one, knew was even a choice that I could have, or two, that is something that I should do so I could really learn more and understand more of what my provider was saying about my births and the reasons why the births happened, my body, my, post recovery, all of these things. It's so good to know what they are saying about your procedure, your cesarean, your birth. So, okay, steps to get op reports. There are multiple ways, and I know since I started requesting my reports back in 2015, it has changed a lot. A lot of people have a portal, an online portal with your provider where you can get your labs and all of these things. And a lot of the times their op reports are included in there, or there is a little drop-down option where you can request your op reports. So if you have that, I highly suggest trying that. Or you can call your provider and ask for your medical records and your op report. Sometimes they don't really have them and they don't want to give them to you. So they may make you go to the medical records department in the hospital. Now, that is what I had to do. I called my hospital that I gave birth at. It was the same hospital for both my babies. So if you have to go to multiple hospitals, definitely make phone calls so you're not running all around, but give them a call and say, "Hi, I really want to request my op reports. I've had a cesarean. What do I need to do to get those?" For me, I had to go in and request them with a form. It took about 5 minutes. It was really quite quick and easy. And then it took them about 15 minutes to print them out. They did give me a hard copy, which I loved having so I could highlight and write down and everything. But these forms are so important for you to have so you can understand. And then for me, I did it before I was pregnant and I used it so I could have this form with me as I was going to find my supportive provider so they could have a better, deeper understanding of what was said about me and my body and my reasoning for cesareans, right? And I want to kind of give you a little bit of a warning. Sometimes you'll find different reasons than what you were told, and that can be very frustrating. So just kind of a heads up there. Hi, birth workers. This one's for you. In an ideal world, VBAC parents would be treated just like any other birthing parents. In today's world, most medical providers sadly don't fully support VBAC parents. However, 90% of parents with a prior cesarean are good candidates to attempt a VBAC. This is why we have created the Advanced VBAC Doula Certification Program. In this doula course, we share evidence-based data for you to educate your clients, teach you the tools on helping them how to process past fears and trauma, or helping them decide if VBAC is even right for them. You will feel better prepared to support them during this beautiful experience. All VBAC certified doulas are listed on our website so parents know who you are. To learn more, go to thevbaclink.com. Another thing that's important to remember is that every state is different, and they don't just have these medical records saved on file forever. Here in Utah, I was told that it was 7 years. I know that it varies all around. I know like Arizona is 6 years, New York, I think, is 6 years, Florida is 8 years, California, Utah, like I said, I think 7 years. So definitely get your records as soon as you can. Now, I know most people are having babies anywhere between 1 to 5 years apart, but I do think the sooner the better that you can get these records. It's just better. So again, check out the portal, call your provider, go to the medical records, do whatever you can to obtain these op reports. And if you have a hard time understanding them, they have all these weird things in there, don't hesitate to reach out to your provider and say, "What does this mean? What did you mean by this?" I have also done one-on-one consults with many people to kind of go over and process their medical records and help them kind of come up with a path of what their next steps could be for their future births and VBAC. Now, I'm no medical professional by any means, but I have been doing this for years and love doing it. So if you would like to learn more about a one-on-one consult, you can email us at info@thevbaclink.com. I would absolutely love to chat with you. Okay, everybody. Like I said, it was going to be short and sweet, but I really, really think it's important. So if you are preparing for your VBAC, put this on the list of things to do. And if you just had a cesarean, put that on the thing to to request, and you don't even have to look at it right now. It's something you can just have and put away. But I do believe so much that it is important to have these and understand what our providers are saying and writing down about us. Okay, everybody, we'll talk to you later.
Interested in sharing your VBAC? Head over to the vbaclink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, the worldwide database for VBAC doulas, and more, head over to the vbaclink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.